Greetings again, brothers and sisters. It's a Saturday. Not just that, it's a holy Saturday. It's holy because it's the day before our Sabbath. Amen. And it's episode 13 on this August 21st, episode 13 of Daily Respite. And it's a Saturday, as I said, and it's time for a little Thomas Merton. As I mentioned last week, we have two daily devotionals from the Merton collection. We have one that's just a collection of his writings. So in other words, each daily devotion is an excerpt from something in one of his books. We also have a devotion that's excerpts from his journals. Merton was a prolific journal writer. I was actually given a gift by one of my spiritual mentors is when I left Lexington of the entire collection of Merton's journals, probably about 10 volumes. So, we'll hear one devotion as an excerpt from one of his writings, and then we'll move on to the devotion from his journal, a journal excerpt, and I'll kind of guide you through this. Let's start with the excerpt from one of his writings. This is a daily devotion called Through the Year with Thomas Merton by Thomas P. McDonald. And on August 21st, the excerpt comes from Merton's book, The Wisdom of the Desert. And in this short little devotion, he speaks of a kind of death, a kind of death. Here's Thomas Merton from The Wisdom of the Desert. Love demands a complete inner transformation. Did you catch that one? Love demands a complete inner transformation. For without this, we cannot possibly come to identify ourselves with our brother or sister. We have to become, in some sense, the person we love. And this involves a kind of death of our own being, our own self. No matter how hard we try, we resist this death. We fight back with anger, with recriminations, with demands, with ultimatums. We seek any convenient excuse to break off and give up the difficult task. And that concludes the first devotion from Thomas Merton. You can settle your hearts on that if you like and replay it. Now let's move to our journal entry for Thomas Merton. So this is a devotional put together by Jonathan Montaldo. And it's meditations from Merton's journal. And on August 21st, Montaldo has put together some excerpts from Merton's journal from August 31st, 1949. So these writings are Merton's journal entries from August 31st, 1949. He skips around a lot. He uses, kind of academic and spiritual-centered language sometimes that's hard to understand. You really have to listen close. But he begins soon talking about the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John, the chapter that contains the feeding of the 5,000 and Jesus walking on water and Jesus proclaiming himself the bread of life, many disciples deserting Jesus at the end of that chapter. It's a very interesting story, chapter 6 of John, of the life of Jesus. It gives us all different sides of it. But here's what Merton wrote on August 31st, 1949. See if your heart can absorb this. He writes, "Morning after morning, I try to study the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, and it is too great. I cannot study it. I simply sit still and try to breathe." There is a small black lizard with a blue metallic tail scampering up the yellow wall of the church next to the niche where the little flower with a confidential and rather pathetic look in her eyes, offers me a rose. I am glad of the distraction, because now I can breathe again and think a little. It does no good to use big words to talk about Christ, since I seem to be incapable of talking about him in the language of a child. I have reached the point where I can scarcely talk about him at all. All my words fill me with shame. That is why I am more and more thankful for the office and for the Psalms. Their praise of God is perfect, and God gives it to me to utter as more my own language than any other language I could think up for myself. Psalm 8, Lord our God, how admirable is your name through the whole world. When I have the whole church crying out with me, there is some chance of finding peace in the feeling that God is somehow, after all, receiving praise from my lips. Thomas Merton's journal entry from August 31st, 1949, on this August 21st, 2021. That's 72 years ago. Whew! Hey, let's finish again with where we started. Let's go back to the excerpt from his book, The Wisdom of the Desert, and hear this devotion again, A Kind of Death, from Thomas Merton. Love demands a complete inner transformation. For without this, we cannot possibly come to identify ourselves with our brother or sister. We have to become, in some sense, the person we love. And this involves a kind of death of our own being, our own self. No matter how hard we try, we resist this death. We fight back with anger, with recriminations, with demands, with ultimatums. We seek any convenient excuse to break off and give up the difficult task. Amen. There's our Saturday devotions, a little potpourri of the monk from Southern Kentucky, the Knobs of Kentucky, the Abbey of Gethsemane. And may you have a blessed Saturday, and we look forward to seeing each other, hearing each other, and being each other, being with each other spiritually on our Sabbath day tomorrow. Until then, be blessed.